straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing.
What's up, my friends? This is Melissa. You are listening to Oral Stimulation on XM 165 and, of course, on SkidRowStudios.com. I am joined by my dazzling co-host, Alex. How are you doing tonight, Alex?
Doing great. Thank you for asking yourself.
I'm not doing too bad, actually. It's been a good week.
It's definitely great on a hump day.
You always say that.
What? Great?
There are certain words that I just really don't like.
What? What's one of them? Great?
No. There's like two words that I really don't like. Should I say them?
Well, now that you brought it up, you kind of have to.
Oh, these words just make me cringe.
Okay, I'll say them. We'll do like a Pictionary thing. Sounds like. Okay, first word.
Okay. First word is a part of an animal.
A part of an animal.
With a Y after it.
With a Y. Okay.
Is this if you do little things above your head?
Things like antlers?
Yeah, like antlers, like... Like one part antlers. I'm still lost.
Maybe can I phone a friend?
It means like really turned on.
Oh, horny.
Oh, I hate that word.
Hey, Melissa, I'm horny.
Stop. Well, it kind of doesn't sound so bad from you. Austin
well,
over there.
Austin's horny. Can you do something about it?
Maybe later in the show, yes. But
what's the other word?
Oh, I don't even want to think about this.
I hate this game
so bad. It's like the area between your legs.
Pussy?
No.
Punani?
No. Now you're getting personal. No.
The area between your legs.
Yeah. But it could be either gender.
Taint.
No. That's a good one though.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah.
It rhymes with ouch.
Kind of.
Oh. Ouch?
It rhymes with ouch.
Crotch.
I hate that word.
You're like just cringing right now.
The ugliest word. It's so gross. Those two words. Man, this guy texted me the other day. Hey, are you, you know, the H word? I was like, oh, I would have been.
Are you happy?
If you didn't. I was neither horny nor happy after he sent that text.
Oh, man.
Those words are just revolting.
I'm trying to think if there's a word that I'm actually offended by like that, or I cringe when I.
A lot of people get all twisted up about the word moist.
Moist? No.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think like actually, cunt. I thought you were going to say cunt.
I don't
for
care
sure.
about that word. Hey, if anybody out there has a word they don't want to talk about, call in 800-893-9562. Or of course you can find us on Twitter at Oral Stim. Facebook.com/Oral Stimulation Radio and one of my favorites, oralstim@gmail.com.
Hey, did you know that they could listen to past episodes through the iTunes or?
Yes, we are everywhere. You can listen, you can find us on iTunes.
Yes.
Of course, you can find us all over the place on XM 165. And then there's the Stitcher app.
Yeah, which are the people who have Android phones.
Yeah.
They can look for us there.
There's really no excuse why you shouldn't be listening to us.
Well,
and
in case you don't have time to listen to us live, you can catch up on old episodes through the podcast and actually go through skidrowstudios.com.
And maybe find some of our friends like the Hotbox.
Yes.
We love those girls.
Mindy. Shout out to Mindy.
Yeah.
So actually, speaking of good ways to contact us, we got an email. And this is, I don't know how old this girl is, but... This sounds like something that has happened to me before in the past, too.
Okay, so you could relate. So obviously you could give your input on it. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to read this to you. It's, hi, Melissa and Alex. I finally landed
and
a date with with a guy that I've been crushing on for so long. Okay. We went out a few times, and by the third date, I was wondering if he was ever going to kiss me. I would have hooked up with him the first night. He drove me home, but when we got to my house, he didn't stop the car or kiss me or hug me or anything. I think he barely even said goodbye before he drove away. I'm so confused. The date was good, but I asked some of our mutual friends and they said maybe he just wasn't sure if I was interested. I think he definitely knew what he should have done if he liked me. I want to know, for real, does this all mean he doesn't care at all? From Christy in Honolulu.
Hawaii.
My favorite place.
Hawaii? Well, she might not. Honolulu, that's a big island.
It's one of those islands. Who cares? There's cute guys over there. Whatever. They're all over the place.
I didn't even know they drove. I thought they had mopeds and shit.
No, I don't know. My first word of advice to this girl, Christy, is don't ever, 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 unless the guy is totally ugly and you're never going to see him again because he's moving away to the other side of the world, do not hook up on a first date. Go to adamandeve.com. Use the promo code SKIDROW. Calm yourself down. Do not hook up on the first date.
Calm the fuck down.
Yes. Because I made that mistake. I got a date with a guy that I thought was just unbelievable. And I hooked up with him. And he gave me shit for the next 2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Yeah. It was a bad mistake. I mean, not the whole... Well, hooking up...
So would you have waited? Would you...
Yes. If I knew that we were going to ultimately be together for a while, I would have definitely waited. Not to say that I don't love to jump into relationships because that's kind of my thing, but...
So you're like a relationship jumper.
No, not jumper.
Like a kangaroo.
I'm a relationship jumper inner. I like to just get all hot and intense.
The minute you get in, do you jump right out? Or do you kind of jump in and stick in it?
I like to see how long it can last. Right? That's
whether it be like a week, a few days, a month. And then do you jump into the next one? Or do you kind of like play the field a little bit and see?
No.
Who the highest bidder is?
No. That's a hard game to keep up with. I like to just...
That's what I like about you. You never play games. You're always up front.
For the most part. But yeah, Alex, like, I've not slept with anyone. Like, cuddled and slept in a bed with someone for so long.
Well, lucky for you, I haven't done that either. So we can make amends tonight.
It just sucks. There's some nights you just want to have someone to go home to.
Yeah, sometimes I miss a warm body to sleep next to. I know what you mean.
I mean, not necessarily do I want to do their laundry and their dishes and listen to their bitching, but if they could just be in bed and just...
You sound like a dude. You mean, do a lot of people bitch at you?
Well, I'm just saying, if you gotta take the good with the bad in a relationship.
If guys are bitching at you, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, what do you think for Christy? Okay, from a guy's perspective, this girl is clearly showing that she's into you. You have your chance. It's the end of the night. How do you end the date? And it sounds like they'd gone out a few times before. Yeah, they went out. Okay, this was their third date. And he hasn't made any kind of move.
You know what? The first thing that pops up in my mind, maybe he's just like a total gentleman. Maybe he just really just wants to take things slow. He might not be ready to jump into that. Like for me, I think the kiss starts it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At that point, when you start kissing, obviously that's going to lead into fucking.
Sure.
So you kind of want to make sure that you're on the same level. Unless you're just straight up horny and you want to fuck. Then at that point, I might not even kiss you. I might just, you know, put my hand behind your head and put it on my dick.
Ooh.
You know? Give me a little head, maybe see what it turns into.
Wait, you want to start with a blowjob and see if it turns into a relationship?
Well, no. I mean, at that point, if I'm just like, you know, my hormones kick in, I just want to fuck, then at that point, it's just straight up like that.
Okay, but if we're talking about normal people who don't
if it's something, well, maybe he's like old fashioned. He just respects her and he just wants to have a relationship with her. You know what I mean? And he just wants to make sure everything's, you know, lined up before he could actually do it. And what would be so wrong if she made the first move?
I don't know. What if she was like showing that she was interested in him the whole night? I'm just guessing here, but that's what I would do. I would like show my interest in a guy all night long. And then if he really doesn't do anything.
Well, you bring up a good point because it's way easier for women to kind of get laid as opposed to a guy. Maybe this guy.
I think it's definitely easier for a guy.
In what way?
Because girls have to walk this fine line between showing interest and not showing too much interest, being over eager. Because if the guy isn't on the same page.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't matter at that point. If like you're sitting there like a girl just has to be like, yeah, I want to fuck. A guy is going to fuck. And I mean, in a matter of seconds, like, okay, let's go. I'm down. I mean, you're a female, obviously. I mean, how many guys actually really turn you down?
How many guys turn me down?
No, I mean, like, if you're about to be like, dude, I want your dick inside me, or like, I want to fuck, or if you like give him any kind of signal, like, I mean, obviously when you're sucking his dick, I mean, you're like, okay, I'm going to fuck this girl.
There was this guy that I really liked. And like, it just didn't go anywhere. I went out with him a couple times and I totally, oh man, I so would have hooked up with him.
Well,
Korean guy.
Did you guys hook up at all?
No.
But you, I mean, obviously you're thinking about it. You mentioned he was Korean. Maybe it's like a cultural thing. Maybe he was just not into it, or maybe
he was
just
so
reserved.
Cute. And he like doesn't call me, and I'm not going to call him because that would be weird, you know?
Well, maybe he was turned off by you.
Yeah. Who does that?
Who's turned off by you?
Besides you. Apparently,
no,
from that face.
You. I'm definitely turned on by you.
I don't know. It was just weird.
Well, I think you take the good with the bad, but majority of the time, if you tell a guy you want to fuck him, maybe because this guy was good looking and you were attracted to him, I mean, yeah, maybe there is a little bit more of a challenge for you. But if you average it out, it's easier for you, right? Versus me, I have to put work. I mean, I've taken a bitch to fucking McDonald's. If it's
well, if you're taking a bitch to McDonald's, yeah, of course you're going to have to put in a little more work.
Well, it varies. I mean, if it's something I want to like a little bit more, if I have to impress her a little bit, maybe we'll step it up, do a little KFC or something.
Are you even serious right now?
No, I'm fucking with you.
Where would you take a girl on a date?
It depends on what I want out of it.
Oh.
I mean, if it's just something like platonic or just want to be friends. I mean, I think at that point, if it's like, you know, I still want to get to know him a little bit, then I would come up with something creative. I mean, I think you set the tone of where you want to go. Obviously, I would pick some place romantic, some place they've never been. So I'd kind of, you know, quiz them a little bit to see where they've been or what kind of food they like. And then obviously maybe like a challenge, usually like a winner.
Man, I hate when a guy asks me what I want to do for an evening out.
Well, no, I mean, I need a feeler, right? I need to get an idea of what kind of like what direction to go.
I mean,
if I take you to a seafood place, like, I don't even need
seafood. You know what, though? I'm not picky about food. I really,
well,
if I'm going on a date with someone, I really don't care where we're going for dinner necessarily, unless it's like a kid's place. I don't really want to go hang out.
I know, because on your end, you just want to fuck. You're like straight to the
motel. No, not even that I want to fuck, but I want a guy who takes charge. I do not want to have to, oh, you tell me where you want to go. I picked last time. You picked. I want to be able to call a guy and say, let's go out on Tuesday night. And they'll be like, yes, I will pick you up. I know exactly where to take you.
Well, you're dealing with boys then. You need a fucking man. That's your problem.
I have a friend who does that. I love him so much. Ed, I love you.
What, that's a man? Or?
Yeah, he's one of my very best friends.
Okay. Can we get him on the line?
I don't know. He's probably...
Is he married? Does he have any kids?
No, he's single.
But you wouldn't go that way with him.
Well,
you
guys he's my just... friend. I don't know. We're friends.
Oh, that's cool. Sorry. They get awkward fast.
What would you tell Christy, though? Do you think she should wait for him to ask her out?
I think they go out one more time, and if I say she makes a move, what's wrong with if a girl came up to me and kissed me, I wouldn't turn her down unless I wasn't interested.
By the fourth date?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, I mean, like, see, at that point, what it does, it sparks the communication, right? Then you find out where you're at. If she came up to, like, say if it was the fourth date, I took her out, and she came up to me and kissed me, I mean, if I kissed her back, then obviously I'm interested. If I was like, whoa, slow down.
But that is so humiliating for a girl if she tries to make a move, because guys are supposed to be willing.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, if it's like, slow down, I just want to be friends, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I mean,
that's
maybe he's
so
not
awkward.
Ready. Well, no, I mean, but at least you're honest. You know where you're at. That's the point.
If a guy ever says, I want to just be friends for now, we're going to be friends forever. I mean, there's really no, and that's friends with quotation marks, because we're not even friends.
Yeah, but maybe she had a blister and he's waiting for the fucking blister to go down. Who knows?
You have experience with that?
Yeah, unfortunately, when I was in Vegas a few weeks back. Honestly, the cool thing about it, she was honest and told me.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
You mean what?
That does no good for Christy. This poor girl in her situation.
Well, no, I mean, I think she goes in for it. She could go in maybe like 50%. If he goes in 50, then boom.
But don't go for like unzipping his pants. Go for like...
No, that's your strategy. If she wants that strategy, tell her to hit you up on Facebook.
Yeah, but if you just pretend it's a joke and then just kind of work your way in there.
Yeah, you pretend it's a joke, then he's got a fucking chubby in his pants. And then it's like, oh, what are you going to do about it? You started it. You need to finish it off.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I would too.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully it works out well for her.
She'll figure it out. Maybe. I want her to call in though. Actually, Christy, if you're listening or if you get this on download and you have a chance to call in, I don't know what time it would be in Hawaii, but 800-893-9562. Of course, we're on XM165 all the time and skidrowstudios.com. You can find us there. So say you actually make it past the awkward who's going to kiss who first stage.
Okay.
You actually get to a relationship.
I know, then you get to hold hands next, right?
Maybe in your relationship. Believe it or not, there are actually benefits to having regular sex.
Really?
Yeah, I know. But see, I'm not sure if they're necessarily accounting for being in a relationship. I'm just feeling so negative about relationships right now. Maybe it's because I miss being in one.
Okay. What? You miss being in a relationship?
Maybe it's because I miss being in one, but I don't know. So I'm going to run through this list for you of all the good things that can happen physically for you if you are in a stable sexual relationship.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Go.
Can you handle it? Number one, less stress and better blood pressure.
Okay, so people who have sex, they probably have less stress. And their blood pressure is down, that's what you're saying?
Now, this is where it gets a little tricky because I can't help but wonder if their blood pressure is actually raised from all the relationship bullshit that people have to go through.
Okay. That's a fair question.
The irate phone calls and things. So I have to wonder, are they accounting?
Dude, you're in some fucked up relationships.
I know. I'm wondering if it's...
Where's the doctor?
If they take the average. Oh, actually, that's a very good point. Dr. Ava Cadell is going to be joining us in the second half of the show.
Cool.
I hope you have some good questions for her.
I do.
Okay.
Good. I want to ask her when she lost her virginity.
Are you really going to ask
her? Yeah, I hope she calls in. I hope she's listening now so she can prep for the answer.
You're going to scare her away. She's not going to call at all.
Just keeping it real, son.
Oh my gosh. Number two, Alex.
Yes.
Sex boosts immunity unless you're hanging out with chicks in Vegas who have STDs on their mouth.
What? Just when I've ditched this girl, I put it behind me. She's like reoccurring and haunting me. I should have just fucked her and took my risk.
Okay, well, I could easily say it boosts your immunity unless you're in a long-term relationship with someone who cheated on you and got the karma cooties and then tried to bring them home to you.
Wow, that sounds like a personal problem. So you're saying like having sex like what, 1 to 2 times a week?
Yeah.
That helps like avoid what, like colds and infections and stuff?
I would
like
have
that?
It like 1 to 2 times every half a day.
No, we're talking about the normal person, not you, Miss Info.
Really, what is normal though? Write that down for her for later. Right. I want to know what is the normal amount you should be banging if you're in a relationship where you like the other person.
Austin, can you give me the whiteboard and the marker, please? Okay, noted. How often should you have sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't the better question how often should you have sex whether or not you're married?
Okay.
Because you know the story. Married people, what is it, once a month? Once every 6 months?
That's if you're lucky.
Once a year?
I'm never getting married again. Do you understand? If I ever get talked into being married again, this guy's going to have to be like Superman.
All right, let's
like
go to number
Filipino
three.
Filipino Superman, like Asian Superman.
Okay.
Obviously. Where are we at? Number three?
Yeah.
It burns calories. And this
okay, I'm down
actually,
for that.
No, listen. LA resident Pauline Potter actually lost almost 100 pounds having marathon sex with her ex-husband.
What?
Yeah.
Is that Harry Potter's mom?
Could be. I don't know. But here, I got a quote from this article for you. I can't move much, but I burn about 500 calories just jiggling around.
But I mean, I could agree with that because that's like more of like a physical and a psychological workout. Like, you know, you need to be like psychologically like prepared. And I'm sure that's a little draining as well.
The guy was like an eighth of her size. So I think he was always on top, which I'm totally cool with.
So she's a lazy whore club. Let's put a lazy whore club. But, dude, not only my client, I'm the president.
Oh my God. She said she comes every time.
Does she?
Every time.
That's awesome. I wonder how many calories a guy burns by jacking off, actually.
It's only like, wait, the actual act of jerking off or that?
I guess for some guys.
Ejaculation itself.
No, I think just a guy jacking off himself. I wonder if that's maybe like, I guess it varies. It could be a matter of seconds to minutes. Unless, you know, they're trying to build their stamina.
Wait, what do you do? Do you get all sweaty and like?
No, not usually.
I mean, do you set the scene?
No,
you,
like, I just want to the house? Go to bed. Clear the house? What the heck? Everybody leave. I want to jack off. What the fuck? Statues. I put blindfolds over the statues. What the fuck?
I'm just wondering.
No. I call you and I listen to you for a good 5 minutes.
You download one of our episodes.
No, that's weird. Because I hear my voice too. No, I let you get hot and bothered and then...
Yeah, you do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the mornings.
Yeah, on my way to work.
I love those calls.
Yeah.
So you call me and then you jerk off and then you go to bed?
Don't you remember the one time when I called you during lunch? And we were talking about the show?
You call me all the time during lunch.
Yeah, that's usually when I do it.
Are you serious?
All my coworkers are going to know now.
In your car?
Yeah.
Or in the bathroom?
No, in the car. In the bathroom.
You don't do it in the car.
Yeah.
In the back seat or the front seat?
I go in the back seat. I have tinted windows.
Are you even serious right now?
I don't know. We'll see tomorrow when I call you. Can we go to number 4 now?
Whacked it in a car, Melissa?
I've done everything in a car. You've seen my car. Double limo tint all around. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely have some whacking going on in that thing.
You put all the back seats down. And then you lay up like you can stretch a blanket across the front seats so that there's like, you know, total privacy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You can spread out.
Uh-huh.
Roll around as needed.
You can get awfully crazy in the back of my car.
How good your springs are in your suspension.
They're strong. They're strong. They get a workout.
Really?
Oh yeah.
How often do you change them?
I don't know. Hey, if anybody out there wants to help me out, I need brakes on my car. 800-893-9562.
Yeah, I got a shop up in Burbank. Bring your car over, I'll take
care really of it. Squeaky. I'm scared. What if the brakes go out?
They're not going to go out.
That's a benefit of being in a relationship. You have a dude to do all that stuff for you.
Not all guys know how to change brakes.
Not even necessarily changing brakes, but to take the car to get the brakes changed.
To get a better deal, better price.
No, just to do it so you don't have to sit there.
Okay. All right, what number are we on this list of yours?
I don't know, 4, I think.
Okay, what is number 4?
It improves your heart health. Okay. Unless you have a heart attack while you're banging.
Way to take the fun out of it.
I know, that sounds like a good way to go.
Right? Oh, I got my nut. I'm out.
Oh, how?
That'd be fucked up if you didn't get
damaging
your nut.
Would that be?
Like, you're like shooting for it. And your girl's like, don't come yet, don't come yet. Okay.
Oh.
And then you fucking die. Then you're fucking dead.
Then you're dead.
Then you're like, damn, I should have just got my nut anyways.
That's terrible, Alex. That's really bad. Did I tell you about the guy whose brain exploded while he was jerking off?
What?
Yeah, it was at his brother's wedding. And he had, it's called like a tangle of veins and arteries in his brain. And they were saying it was just a matter of time before it happened. But actually, the doctor told him that many hemorrhages and aneurysms are urogenitally based.
Really?
So, I just want to get it right.
So the guy knew he kind of was in that state?
No, he had no idea. You don't know until it happens.
So his brain exploded?
Yes. This chunk of his brain just blew up.
And did he die?
No, he lived. He lived to write the article about it.
So this guy was jacking off at his brother's wedding?
Before his brother's wedding, in the hotel room. And then he said he came and he felt a pop in his head and he knew something wasn't right. And then he started to go blind. So heat of the moment, he put his clothes on and called the hospital, which apparently was right next door or something. I don't know. This article was insane.
Man, I'm going to think twice about jacking off now.
Right?
I'm going to ask the doctor about that one later.
Make sure somebody's in the house. Just in case.
Well, I still live at home. So mom, dad, in case my brain pops.
Alex, that's nasty.
Well, at least I know someone will save me. Some two people that love me. They're not going to let me die.
Thanks. You're just really giving me some massive depression over here.
All right, number five.
I'll just die by myself. Number five. Better self-esteem.
Well, I feel good about myself after I have sex. It's like, yeah, I tore that pussy up. Even
with another
if it was
person.
For a whole minute.
Okay. For a whole minute. Alex, what's the longest you've ever gone?
Gone as far as what?
Fucking.
In one session or?
Yes.
Or like, you mean lasting?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. I've never really timed it.
Can you give me a ballpark? Is it
I would say
under an hour?
Yeah, under an hour. Because at that point, it just gets icky. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think, like, if you're having sex for like an hour straight, I mean, I think at that point, it's just kind of like, fuck, just nut already or just come.
What about like all night long? Literally.
I mean, I think multiple sessions all night long is okay. But if it's like.
No, I'm talking all night long straight.
No, dude. I'm getting my nut, grabbing the sheets and rolling over.
Do you make her sleep in the wet spot too?
Yeah, a little snail trail.
Oh, gross. Well, number six, Alex, is deeper intimacy. That is another benefit of regular sex. Unless you're grabbing the sheets and rolling over, I guess.
Well, no, it's intimate just for maybe like 60 seconds and then and it's not.
What is wrong with you?
What?
Austin, what's the longest you've ever lasted?
I'll give it like 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Really?
That's a little too long though. Because I know the average is around like 7 to 10 minutes for most people.
So what was wrong? Did you have a lot on your mind? Big test the next day or something?
No, he was waiting for the money shot on the porn he was jacking off to.
All right, Alex got me. He's right.
Some of those get really long.
But you would know. You used to watch those when you were in college?
Oh, I watch them all the time now. All the time.
Okay.
The next one?
Yeah.
Number seven. Regular sex is a pain reducer. So, girls, no more saying that you have a headache and that's your big excuse.
Okay. So it releases endorphins, right?
Apparently.
Well,
allegedly.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I've always just said I have a headache and gotten out of it.
No, but actually that'll help ease the headache.
I don't know because
the blood rushes elsewhere and it's like, you know, you get excited.
I don't think so because I get really tense.
You get tense?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I think I'm doing it wrong.
Well, I'll tell you what you're doing wrong. You're a lazy whore. You need to flip it up a little bit.
Okay, you think I need to do some stretching exercises, get on top.
Well, I'm not trying to ask you to do the splits like across the fucking love seat, the love seat on the couch.
That's awesome. That's the best position ever.
I know. Gosh, I miss that girl. I made her do it and she had a bum knee too and I made her do it. Like seriously, splits across the couch.
Why would you do that to her?
You can't
stop
love.
She liked it, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, you talked about it earlier. A woman needs to be told what to do. I'm like, bitch, spread your legs right across the couch.
Spread your legs right across the couch.
Yeah. Dude, it was awesome. She looked back and like, is that the way you want it? Dude, it was awesome. I might jack off to that tonight thinking about it. I just don't want my brain to explode.
You're sick in the head.
Yeah. Twisted. All right. What else is left?
I don't even know what to say to you anymore.
Well, let's go to number eight.
Okay, number eight, more ejaculating decreases the risk of prostate cancer. What do you have to say about that?
I'm going to jack off more. God, I'm so mixed. Like, my brain's going to explode, but then I'm not going to have prostate cancer. What the fuck do I do? I'm so confused. This list is confusing.
All right. Let's close out the list with stronger muscles. Stronger pelvic muscles, stronger muscles in general. Good stretching. Actually, people have told me, and maybe they were biased, but to hook up with guys who do jiu-jitsu because they know how to work their hips. And
yeah, you've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
So have you hooked up? You should just go into like, I'm here for the kickboxing class. Or jiu-jitsu class. and find the guy that rolls around the best with another guy and be like, hey, you, come teach me how to do this.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do that. Okay, the last one on the list.
Is what?
Better sleep.
Yes. Yogi Bear. That's how I got my nickname.
That is really good sleep after you fuck, and then you can curl up with someone, and then you wake up and they're making you a grilled cheese sandwich.
That's awesome. By the time it's made, I'm already rolled over snoring. Got my nut and I'm done.
That's when food tastes the best, I think. Don't you think?
After sex?
Yeah.
Actually, I could agree with that.
I'm pretty sure.
I'll let you know tonight after you cook me that grilled cheese.
Oh, Alex.
Oh, Melissa.
All right, we're going to go to a quick break. And when we get back, we will have Dr. Ava Cadell joining us.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Sad news. Nora Ephron died this week. It was the first thing she'd done in a while that wasn't funny. And Katie Holmes is finally finishing her 5-year search for a good divorce lawyer.
She and I can finally go out in public.
It was like he studied for the part of you're a heterosexual in love and then went out and completely played it wrong. That's interesting because I was going to say that marriage was less believable than Katie Holmes and Batman. But that's the weekly wrap-up every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com.
Man, it's smoky in here. It's like a fucking hot box.
I can barely see my own face.
I can barely see your face.
That's because we are in the hot box, actually. And we're going to be in the hot box every Tuesday from 9 p.m. Pacific time to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
At www.skidrowstudios.com.
Yeah.
Please come get high with us.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific, SkidRowStudios.com.
One and one, we're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
Tune into the Love Bite where all your kinky desires come true. Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com.
What's up, guys? You are back on Oral Stimulation on XM 165 and, of course, skidrowstudios.com. We are going to be having Dr. Ava Cadell on with us right now. I'm excited about this. She seems really cool.
Okay.
Should we bring her in?
Yeah.
Hi, Ava. Are you there?
Hi, Melissa. Yes.
How's it going tonight?
It's going good.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You are welcome. I love A-U-R-A-L sex.
So you are a loveologist. Is that correct?
I am. I'm actually an ASECT certified sex counselor. I've been in private practice here in Hollywood for over 15 years. And I have my own Loveology University. So I certify loveologists. And I've written 7 books. And I've produced some instructional DVDs. And I just have a great time, you know, helping people have better, more intimacy and deeper orgasms.
I love it.
It seems like you found the fountain of youth.
I think I have. I wake up every day and I talk about sex all the time. It's fabulous.
Okay, so this sounds like a dream job.
You don't get sick of it at all, huh?
I don't. You know, people would say to me, you're going to be completely desensitized, and I'm not. The more I get, the more I want. It's kind of like Belgium chocolate.
Oh, don't even get started with the chocolate. Melissa's getting
I'm
moist
totally
already.
Done with that. So now, tell us from a personal place, where are you coming from? Are you in a relationship? Have you been married?
I am married. I always say that actually my best qualification for what I do is that I married a man who had never been married before. He was scared to death of intimacy and marriage, and I tamed the stallion. And we've been together for over 20 years.
Wow, so, yeah. That's wonderful.
20 years, that's awesome.
Yeah, especially in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's really unique. So being in Hollywood, you must have seen some really crazy things.
You know, I have, but there's nothing that shocks me. I've seen it all, and, you know, a lot of people really just want permission to do some of the fantasies that they have, and it's all good. I mean, as long as two people want to do it, it feels good, it's legal, and nobody gets hurt, it's all good.
So do you think they turn to you for, like, the stamp of approval, like, is it okay that I'm feeling this way and I want to do something a little crazy?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, a lot of people come to see me in crisis, you know, when trust has been violated and I need to help them sort of rebuild their relationship. But others just want to find out about more kink or tantric sex. All kinds of people come and see me.
So it's mostly couples that come to you, though?
Mainly couples who are having serious issues, yeah.
All right, you mentioned tantric sex. Now, I don't know too much about that. I know there's, like, breathing into each other's faces for hours. Can you kind of clear that up for me?
You're so cute. There's a lot more than breathing. Well, you know, tantric sex is a spiritual form of sexuality. And, for example, when I have a couple who are in crisis, and let's say one of them has cheated and, you know, the boundaries have been violated, and we're working on healing, I teach them to make love in a different way that they've never made love before. And so tantric sex is a wonderful healing form of connecting. And it is connecting through breath sometimes. Synchronized breathing is beautiful. You put your hand on each other's heart while you're doing it. You know, you and Alex can try this right now if you want. And
that's actually a good idea. I think we will.
Yeah,
we're gonna get in position here.
On the nipples, on the heart.
That's a part of it, though, right? I mean, you want to be kind of like as one, right?
Exactly, exactly. And then you eye gaze, you look into each other's soul, and then you synchronize your breathing. And it's very calming. It's very beautiful.
Melissa's very beautiful, by the way.
I think Alex is kind of acting squirrely. Okay, so
I'm nervous.
Just to set the stage, we are standing here in studio next to each other. We've got our hands on each other's chests.
Melissa has a very nice chest, by
and
the
you're
way.
Eye gazing. You're looking into each other's soul.
All right. I see through his soul. I see a little evil
see?
In his soul.
Melissa, what do you see when you look into his eyes?
He looks deceitful.
Oh,
he really does.
No.
And Alex, what do you see when you look into Melissa's eyes?
An honest bitch.
I love that. See, that's one of my favorite exercises, is when the couple looks into each other's soul by looking into their eyes and telling each other what they see. And it's not always good, but it opens up a great form of intimate communication on a completely different level.
No, it's the truth, because I think this is a good opportunity for her to really tell me how she really feels. I think it's a great, actually, exercise.
Is this a kind of exercise recommended for coworkers? I mean, or is it
really? it's more for lovers, especially, you know, lovers who need to forgive each other. Because let's be honest, the solution to repairing any kind of trust is always forgiveness. And, you know, there's lots of different ways to forgive. You can write a forgiveness letter, which I think is great. But to create some closure, you have to be open and honest, and you have to sort of talk about your past motivations and what made you do the bad thing that you did, and then you have to sort of share your past mistakes and promise you'll never do it again. And most importantly, tell your partner how you propose to make it up to them.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because without the words or the actions to back up your apology, you can tell someone 100 times, Alex, I'm never going to talk to another guy, and then turn around and talk to another guy, and Alex is devastated.
Yeah, what happens in that case? I mean, obviously it takes two. What if one's not willing to kind of do that? I mean, obviously that's probably more an advanced type of thing, right?
Well, that's the problem. If one's not willing, it takes two people to work on a relationship and to build a relationship. And if one doesn't love the other person as much, then it's just not going to work. You know, quite often I help couples to break up. And, you know, some couples go apart.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, I mean, maybe if they come to see you, so you try to obviously preserve it at first, right? I mean, is that your goal?
Or do they? But I can tell immediately what kind of foundation a relationship is built on by asking them to share with each other what they love about each other and then what they want to improve in the relationship. And just by me, you know, looking at their body language and the way they react to each other, I can pretty much tell exactly what's going on.
Let me ask you something, because I recently went through a very, very ugly breakup. And the person will not talk to me. They've completely avoided any texts or phone calls or anything. But I actually ran into them a few days ago where they pretended they couldn't see me and ignored me again. I'm over it. Is there anything that I can do, maybe through mutual friends or contacting them, just to kind of get the other person through it or over it? Because I do care about them.
I think what you could do is definitely write them a letter, because it'll release a lot of your pent-up, you know, anger or pain. And writing it down is just such great therapy. I mean, in any kind of relationship. And just write down exactly what they did that, you know, hurt you and how it affected you. But at the end of the letter, you know, wish them well and say, you know, I forgive you and I want you to be happy. And then send the letter.
You do recommend sending it?
I really do. I mean, first read it to Alex.
Sure.
and then send it. It'll feel like a big weight is taken off you. Absolutely.
That's really good
advice. Because it sounds like you've already created some closure for yourself. It sounds like you don't have that much, you know, resentment or anger towards this person, right?
You know, I'm just not the kind of person that can hold on to... I forgive and I move past so quickly, because I just feel like I'm moving on to bigger and better things. I don't have time to hang on to a lot of past anger, but I know this person is very hurt. And just coming from a place of love, I want to help them move past it. Even if I can't do it directly, I don't want to see them in a bad spot.
Right. Well, then you need to write that down. You need to say that I want you to be happy. I want you to find somebody who makes you happy, you know, because, you know, I really cared about you. And yeah, I think that'll be the right thing to do.
I mean, at that point, she's being honest, you know what I mean, with herself and the relationship. So whether she evokes any kind of emotion or reaction out of him, right? I mean,
yeah. Well, she's doing it for herself, mostly. I mean, I think forgiveness is really a gift to yourself, but it also sounds like she wants to help this person move on as well.
Now, what if this person found out that for almost 3 years I was faking orgasms?
Well, then they'd never forgive you.
You
ever.
Don't think... Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Because I'm totally serious.
Yeah, no, that you can't tell people when you fake orgasms.
I didn't tell him. He found out because he made me come once. He made me come once and I texted my friend and then he read the text, so he knew.
Oh, no. Well, you see, the problem is he feels inadequate now.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem. So you have to now say, look, you really were a great lover, even though I didn't climax all the time. You still were a great lover. Just to build his ego up.
He really was.
I don't know why men always think it's their job to give a woman an orgasm. It really isn't. We have to take responsibility for our own orgasms And we can't just come on demand.
All the boys in the studio are clapping right now.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I always work really hard to empower women and explain to them, you know, our clitoris has 8,000 nerve fibers, and there's no one who can make it feel good better than us.
Sure.
Or a sex toy.
Right. So you think that the orgasm is really in the woman's hands. You think it's up to her to get herself to come. But do you think it's up to her to also get the guy to come?
Well,
I think the guy's going to come regardless.
No, I mean, I think that all orgasms are between the ears, for men and women. It all starts in the brain, which is the most erotic organ. I mean, guys can get aroused by seeing a naked picture. We know that. Guys can get aroused really easily. Women are more complex. You know, we need more time to get into a juicy frame of mind. We have to feel relaxed. We have to get turned on. We like to be seduced. And it takes us a little bit longer to have a climax. And that's why women love sex toys, for example, because they are designed specifically to hit all of our erogenous zones. Do you have a favorite sex toy?
I do. Oh, yeah, I do.
Which one?
It's a pink and white striped vibrator. It can really make me come in like under 2 minutes.
Now, is it a clitoral vibrator or is it a G-spot vibrator?
It's just a, I don't know.
Where do you put it?
Inside or outside? I never put anything inside.
Okay, so it's external. Well, most women can reach an orgasm externally, you know, from the G-spot.
Sure.
I mean, from the clitoris, not the G-spot. But you should try to explore your G-spot. There's an amazing new vibrator that I just saw. I am blown away by it. And I saw it on the Experience Channel. Have you? I don't know if you've seen it. It's really, really unusual. It's a G-spot vibrator that sort of has like two legs. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but I'm really interested in the whole G-spot thing because it's really hard to get to with your own hand.
Well, it is, and that's why these vibrators are designed specifically. This one is called the G-Vibe, and it's so unique that you have to go to a website at shoptech.com to see a video on all the different ways that you can use it. I mean, it can stimulate your nipples. It can stimulate the clitoris, the vulva, the G-spot, the U-spot, the A-spot. It can even stimulate a guy, his testicles, his prostate, his perineum. It's just an amazing new innovative toy.
I'm tingling already.
Yeah, Alex is looking excited.
Well, I think it's good. I think, you know, our sexuality is our second basic instinct, and so we want to find different ways to explore and heighten our sexuality. And that's why, you know, this particular website that I'm working with right now, the Experience Channel, is a very sophisticated sort of sexual wellness website that's designed to offer women and couples and men sex education, relationship advice, and then fun content with romance-enhancing products. And we can all, you know, use something to enhance our love life at some point.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of bringing in toys and new experiences into the bedroom. What would you recommend for one half of a couple that maybe wants to experience something new or get into light bondage or something like that, but they're not sure how their partner is going to take it? Maybe they've been together for a really long time and they're scared their partner is going to flip out.
Well, I think that you could definitely get, you know, one of the shades of gray kits because they have different things. You don't have to use all of the toys in there. You don't have to use the nipple clamps. You can just use a scarf, for example, you know, just to restrain their hands or to blindfold them. And you can start doing some, you know, some role-playing. I actually just produced a DVD called Dr. Ava's Sensual BDSM for Couples. And I started by putting together a bunch of panties with a rubber band, and I call it a panty flogger.
Really?
So I started, I had the couple use a panty flogger because it was cute and fun and not too scary. And then as they, you know, got more aroused, they got into the more sort of BDSM type of products that are in the kit that I'm recommending from the Experience Channel because, you know, it has all the things that you've read in the book. Have you read the book, The 50 Shades of Grey?
I have not, but I heard it's really changing lives.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm guilty. I've read it.
You have?
I've only read that there were Benoit balls in the book.
Absolutely.
The girl had the Benoit balls in while she was being spanked.
Yes. I've read two out of the three.
And handcuffs, and there was a riding crop that was used.
I'm looking
but
at the website right now.
You don't have to go that far.
No. Yeah, but you know what? I think the way the book was written, I think it allowed people that wanted to go that far, you know, that they were not sure. Maybe they could have read the book and they could take it that far in the bedroom. You know, I mean, your imagination, it takes you to different places.
Oh, under the guise of, oh, it's the book. We have to follow the book.
I didn't say we have to follow the book.
The book says it's
okay. I like what Alex says. You just want to use your imagination. I mean, that's why, you know, most people actually practice some form of BDSM without even knowing it. I mean, when you scratch your partner's back and you dig your nails in and you pinch their nipples and, you know, you like to be restrained, just even with their hands, it's all a form of BDSM.
Or even just like a little nibble or a little bite, love bite.
Why are you looking at me like that when you say that?
I'm sorry, my hands are still on your chest.
No, I'm
but
looking.
There's lots of tamer products there too. I mean, like, you know, Kendra, the beautiful blonde who used to live at the mansion.
The
she has her own line of toys. They're called Love Candy Kit, and it's very, very tame.
Oh, it's cute. Okay.
It's adorable. And then there's one of my favorites is called A Bendable Rose by Evolved. It looks like a rose, but it's a vibrator.
Is that on this website?
Tame. I think it is. And they have speeding bullets, and they have a prostate massager for Alex, and they have lots of lingerie and fantasy wear.
Oh, my gosh. There's everything on this site. Yeah, I found the bendable prostate massager.
But you know what my favorite thing is? My favorite thing is actually getting some massage oils. There's a company called Wet International, and they have a fantastic line of massage oils and even shaving and just all kinds of lubes and flavored things. But there's nothing more erotic than just putting massage oil all over your body and climbing on top of your lover and using your body to massage them with.
Okay, like a Nuru massage.
Yes, yes, yes.
Did she just
orgasm?
Absolutely. That
no,
brought you back to happy
it.
Place.
She was faking it. Ha, you made her fake it.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
But giving an erotic massage with a happy ending, I think is one of the most precious, beautiful, loving, passionate, kinky gifts you can give someone. And it doesn't even cost anything.
Yeah, I think that's great.
That's actually one of the things I usually start with. Oh, can I give you a massage?
No, you know what? I was with a guy and we actually figured out this awesome way to massage someone. You put a chair like facing towards the bed. So they're laying on their stomach on the bed, but their head is down between your legs. So it's almost like a massage table.
Wow.
Silence.
I like that. See, that's very good. You're into different positions. I love that.
Oh, I'm into
you
all the crazy
most
stuff.
Most people make love in the same position at the same time, in the same place.
That's Melissa. She's a lazy whore.
Hey, I don't like being on top. Is there anything wrong with that? Is there any book that says I have to be on top?
No, absolutely not. What's your favorite position?
On her back.
No. I love to be taken from behind.
Okay. Doggy style or spooning from behind?
No, doggy style, both? Definitely.
Doggy style. Okay. So that's the most primitive and the most exciting, the most animalistic position. And do you like to be spanked
at the same
time?
I do kind of like
and
it
choked?
Rough. Yeah. No, nobody can touch my neck.
She likes her hair pulled, though.
See, I love that. Now she's given us her boundaries.
Yeah.
Anybody that can say their boundary with such conviction is really good at communication, at intimate communication.
See,
that's
Alex,
what it's about. You got to share those boundaries before you do all the flogging and spanking and, you know, restraining. But the funny thing is, BDSM can create a lot more trust in a relationship.
I agree.
Alex, yeah. What's your favorite position?
Doggy style.
Mine?
Same as you. Yeah, yours.
What's yours?
Okay. I like something called the side slide. And it's where I'm on top of my lover, but I'm not facing his face and I'm not facing his feet. I'm facing the side. So he's on the bed and my feet are on the floor and I'm on top of him going, you know, from side to side, sliding from side to side.
That sounds fascinating. I want to try that.
It's that sounds really awesome.
How did you come up with that?
It reaches the deepest spot called the A spot, which is deeper than the G spot. It's the anterior fornix. And when that spot is stimulated, you actually start lubricating from that spot within 5 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can ejaculate. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So you know all about, of course, squirting or female ejaculation.
Yeah.
What would be the easiest way for, like, Alex to get his partner to that point? If she really wants to get there, obviously.
Well, first of all, she needs to empty her bladder first so that she doesn't pee.
Okay.
And then I think that Alex should get the G vibe to use inside her while he goes down on her and licks her clitoris.
Yes. I'm down for that.
Totally into that.
That's what I think you should do. And just let her, just tell her to completely let go. And there's one more thing. She should learn how to squeeze her, you know, her Kegel muscles so that she can push the ejaculation out. So just as she's reaching an orgasm, she needs to squeeze those Kegels, you know, those love muscles we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just call me in the middle of it, Alex, and I'll direct you.
Dude, I'm actually excited talking to you, so this is actually something to look forward to.
Well, good. Yeah, definitely. I know that'll work.
Yeah, it sounds very exciting, actually.
Dr. Cadell, we've had a lot of fun talking with you. I feel like I've learned so much, and I know we've only just begun scratching the surface. Are you out promoting anything right now?
Well, I'm promoting the Experience Channel right now because I'm working with them. You know, they have all these wonderful programs for every orientation, and they have, you know, great things to buy at shoptech.com. And I have a new book as well called The Sexual Book of Sex Games, and I'd love to send you guys one.
Perfect.
That would be awesome.
I know we just became friends on Facebook, so tell me where to send a book, and then you can try all these games.
Absolutely, that's great. And we would definitely love to have you back on the show at some point in the future as well, if you're interested in joining us.
Yes, I would love that. I would love that. You can ask me anything.
Great. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being with us tonight.
Okay, take care, Melissa. Bye, Alex.
Bye. It was a pleasure talking to you.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
She's really cool. Gosh, she knows her stuff, doesn't she?
She sure does. She's been in the business a while.
So you can actually find her on Facebook. I found her.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook, obviously.
Yeah.
Where are we again on Facebook?
Oral Stimulation Radio something.
There we go. Oral Stimulation Radio.
I'll let your boy.
Twitter is at Oral Stim, where Austin is, of course, always posting all kinds of craziness.
He's always phone banging.
There's that picture of Sarah Silverman on there.
Who's that?
Oh, who's that? Your celebrity crush?
No, that was a comedian I'd fuck. I'm not going to fuck that Lampanelli chick.
There's a lot of really cute female comedians.
Okay, name three.
Eliza Schlesinger.
I don't even know who she is. She's not that funny then.
What?
Who else? Don't tell me the fucking the nail chick.
The nail chick? I know her name. I'm not going to say it when you precede it with something. So...
Oh, who else?
Hateful. Nico Santos.
Okay, how about American comedians?
He is American. You know what? I'm going to come back with a list.
Talk about females.
I'm going to come back with a list of awesome people. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Gmail. Check us out on Facebook. Of course, this is Oral Stimulation on XM165 and SkidRowStudios.com. Where else can you find us? You can find us on Stitcher.
On the podcast.
Yeah, we're in like the lifestyle.
Search Oral Stim, A-U-R-A-L. Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run?